This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
It's December 17th, and just a year ago today, it was the greatest comeback in NFL history. Week 15 of the NFL regular season, and it was the Indianapolis Colts and the Minnesota Vikings. The Colts built a 33-0 first-half lead, mostly through defense and the leg of Chase McLaughlin. A blocked punt returned for a touchdown, a pick six in the second quarter, and four field goals by McLaughlin put the Colts in a very comfortable position at the break. In fact, the win probability for the Vikings starting the third quarter was less than 1%. But Kirk Cousins must be a Han Solo fan because you should never tell him the odds. A TD pass to K.J. Osborne gave the Vikings their first points of the game with 8:22 left in the third, but another McLaughlin field goal pushed the Colts' advantage back to 29 with 4:53 to play in the quarter. But then, the Vikings got busy. A C.J. Ham touchdown closed out the third quarter scoring, bringing Minnesota within 22. In the fourth, Cousins found Justin Jefferson for an 8-yard TD score, then Adam Thielen on a 1-yard touchdown strike, and then a 5-yard dump-off to Dalvin Cook turned into a 64-yard face punch to the Colts with 2:15 remaining, bringing the Vikings within 2. And after a Cousins to T.J. Hockenson conversion, the game was tied at 36 and heading to overtime. On their second possession in OT, Cousins marched the Vikes 60 yards to set up a 40-yard game-winning field goal by Greg Joseph with 7 seconds left in OT for the 39-36 win. So, the 33-point deficit the Vikings faced is now the new standard for comebacks in the NFL. Interesting fact, it must have felt a little like deja vu for Colts quarterback Matt Ryan, who was the quarterback when his Atlanta Falcons coughed up a 25-point lead against New England in Super Bowl 51. Ryan is the only NFL QB to be on the losing side of 2 25-plus-point advantages. Also on this day, in 2006, the San Diego Chargers' LaDainian Tomlinson scored his 28th rushing TD of the season to set the NFL single-season mark. Interestingly, he set the record in 14 games, failing to score in the final two games of the regular season. And in 2019, 25-year-old Fallon Sherrick became the first woman to win a match at the PDC World Darts Championship, beating Ted Evans 3-2 at the Alexandra Palace in London. She would go on to win her next match as well, before losing in the third round. That's all for today. More tomorrow on This Day in Sports History.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad.
How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Hey there, Sports History fans. We've got some exciting news to share with you. Six of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait, you gotta go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.